I'm Dan Persons, movie reviewer for Hour of the Wolf. Well, in the season of joy and hope and goodwill, I'm afraid I bring sad tidings. Katniss Everdeen, intelligent, resourceful, courageous Katniss Everdeen, has succumbed to Bella Swan disease. In the awkwardly titled The Hunger Games, Mockingjay, Part 1, and as played by Jennifer Lawrence, she's gone from defiant teen to passive dish rag. Okay, maybe not as annoyingly so as the mopey protagonist of the Twilight franchise, but it's clear that she's been robbed of much of her agency. She's acted upon and reacts instead of acting. Now in the hands of forces rebelling against the dictatorial reign of President Snow, played by Donald Sutherland, she's manipulated for propaganda purposes. She's trapped in a romantic triangle between PETA and Gale, Josh Hutcherson and Liam Hemsworth, respectively. And since PETA is trapped in Capital City for the duration, there can be no resolution to that dilemma. She talks to TV screens whether or not she expects the TV screens to talk back. And here's the thing. All this may be resolved in Part 2. In fact, I fully expect all of it to be resolved in Part 2, that what we see here is just the start of a character arc that comes to completion in the back half. But that's the problem with the now prevalent practice of splitting a YA franchise's final book into two parts. You're getting half the story, and it appears that the producers, cynically aware that they've got an audience locked in for the next chapter anyway, now don't feel obligated to provide a self-contained narrative that will provide a satisfying experience within the film itself. What little storyline there is to Part 1 could best be described as prelude to war. Director Francis Lawrence, who did okay with the previous installment, Catching Fire, doesn't help things by staging most of the film in bombed-out villages and buildings and an immense underground bunker, making the surroundings as stagnant and stifling as the story. We're being told that a revolution has started, but we see precious little of it. Aftermath and Kat's reaction to such are mostly what we get. I suspect this is a function of budget. One of the reasons these films are so successful is that they're kept on a tight rein. But man, there's a lot of talking about things, but very little of the thing itself. The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 1 is pretty much in the same position as Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1. That penultimate episode was also a moribund affair, leading eventually to a quite satisfying finale. I can hope the same will apply to this installment of the adventures of Katniss and crew, but if you want to know what my Christmas wish is this year, it's that a sort of collective muscle memory develops for the audiences of these films, that people realize that they're not going to be getting a full experience for their money, that they actually wait a year, watch the first half on video, and then go to the theater for the hopefully cracking finale. Once the studios see their box office plummeting for these split narratives, they can then give up the whole awful practice. The genre can only benefit. I'm Dan Persons. Remember, we are archiving these reviews over at my Mighty Movie Podcast website. So if you want to check out what you've missed, please go to mightymoviepodcast.com.